Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and that comes on Sunday by email. And we have our blog as well, which we'll send it to you Monday through Friday, or you can just come and get it at the website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And lots of other things there, thousands of archives, thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members, including our good friend Lynn Morella. Lynn is a graduate of the United States Military Academy at West Point. He had a distinguished military career, serving also in NATO and in many other places. He has an MBA and a doctorate in finance. He is the founder of his own company, which we call the Center for Leadership and Ethics. And he's the author of one of my favorite books, In Search of Ethics. And it's now in its second edition. Lynn Morella, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim. It's always good to talk to you.
It's good to have you back. And congratulations on the second edition.
Thanks.
Folks, that means the first edition was very successful. And I'm not the least bit surprised. And Lynn, I tell people about your book all the time. So I think I've sold maybe two or three of these for you.
I appreciate it very much. I'm very proud to let you know that the United States Military Academy at West Point makes my book mandatory reading for every new cadet, even before they arrive at West Point.
Well, I'm so glad. I mean, I obviously, I'm not the least bit surprised, and I'm very proud of that, because that's what have they got, about 500 students
1,200
freshmen every year.
1,200 by 1,250 this year.
Freshmen.
Yes.
1,250 freshmen. I didn't realize that.
The Corps of Cadets is now about 4,000 strong. So.
Right. I didn't know what the total was. Lynn, what are you seeing out there now in the landscape? It's been a few months since you were here last time. What is your take on the ethical landscape in the marketplace?
No, my concern is that we're slowly. I thought it was rapidly before, but I think that the trend is still down. But I think it's leveled off a little bit, because there are a lot of people concerned about character and character in our nation. And so the trend is still down. It's not quite the slippery slope it was maybe a couple years ago, but the trend is still down, and I'm concerned about the long-term effects of what's happening. You know, the 7-foot high jump is now a 5-foot high jump and heading for about 4'11".
Right. One of the things that I like to talk to small business owners about is, in a negotiation, about what I call dealing in good faith. And that's where, when you negotiate a deal, you're in the negotiation, and just here's an example. The documents are signed. Both of you agreed to something, but somehow, through one reason or another, one particular point that the other side wanted, that you agreed to, didn't get in the signed document. And they come back to you and they say, you know, hey, this one point that we agreed to didn't get signed. Well, you have a choice. You can say, look, you could have read the document. You signed it. That's the deal. Or you could say, and this is what I would call dealing in good faith. You would say, well, you know what? That should have been in there because I agreed to it. Let's put it back in.
Absolutely. You know, whatever happened to the old handshake that said that, you know, we don't need a piece of paper. Let's just agree to these things and shake hands, and we can trust each other to do the right thing. You know, that's what ethics is all about. Ethics is obedience to the unenforceable.
Say that again. I love it when you say that definition.
Well, ethics is obedience to the unenforceable. For example, if you're going to the supermarket and the last cart that was there was about to be grasped by an old lady, and you come over and knocked her down and took the cart and beat her to it, that's not. You're not breaking the law necessarily, but you're sure isn't ethical.
I remember, Lynn, when I started my business consulting practice back in '89, architects have a code of conduct, CPAs have a code of conduct, attorneys have a code of conduct. You know, the securities laws provide financial planners with a, you know, with basically laws that are their code of conduct. But for business consultants, there is no such document. And so, you know, I basically had to write my own, so to speak.
Well, you know, speaking about financial planners, I know a little bit about that business. You have so many laws now because you need compliance. It's compliance. Compliance is obedience to the law. Ethics is obedience to the unenforceable. That's the difference. And let me just say this. In that business, and I'm sure in your business, in every business, so much more can get accomplished if people would just deal in good faith.
Well, because they're not always fearful of what the other person is going to do with whatever you tell them or offer them.
Just think of how much time is spent trying to figure out how you're going to get zapped.
Right.
As opposed to spending the time doing the creative, constructive things, the authentic things that you should be doing as a business person.
Every relationship shouldn't be like a chess match, should it?
Exactly right. And let me say, in the area that you work most, Jim, in small business, that's the area where ethics can shine. It's a lot easier, I think, to be ethical in a business where you have more control in a small business. And let me say, I don't care what people tell me, it pays dividends. Good ethics is good business. Good character is good business.
Well, and ethics does shine in small business. And one of the reasons is because whatever happens reflects directly on us.
Exactly.
I mean, if you not to say that anyone working for a bigger company is not ethical, but the point is that it's not their name on the door. When it's a small business and it's your name on the door, there's a greater gravity toward ethics, and that's one of the reasons why I'm so proud of small business owners, Len.
The magic ingredient is trust. With trust comes so much synergy, so much empowerment, so much productivity, because it's empowering. It's just, if there's trust between a couple of people or everybody in the organization, think how much you can get done together.
Well,
+1 + 1 + 1 = 9.
Trust is the glue of the marketplace.
Absolutely.
It's the glue of relationships, no question about it. You know, I love your definition, but I also love Camus' definition. I'll remember his first name in a minute. The French Nobel laureate, he said, integrity has no need of rules. And I like that. Stand by, quick break, right back with our good friend Len Morella, In Search of Ethics, second edition. Conversations with Men and Women of Character by Len Morella. Available wherever books are sold. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
And nothing, nothing is going right.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Len Morella is our guest, M-A-R-R-E-L-L-A, Len Morella, and he's the author of the second edition version. It's called In Search of Ethics. First edition was so successful, he had to come out with a second one, and I'm not the least bit surprised. Conversations with Men and Women of Character. Len, you have a website, and they can buy the book from your website, can't they?
Yes, well, they can get it from my publisher's website. The website is focusonethics.com.
All right.
Focusonethics.com, or you can just call the toll-free number at 1-866-602-1476.
Can I get an autographed copy?
Of course you can.
All right. Well, we're going to want to, if my folks call in and they go to the website, folks, be sure to, I want to make Len earn his money. So ask him for an autographed copy. Make him sign it for you.
Fair enough.
I'd appreciate it if you do that, Len. Len, we got two kinds of folks listening to you right now, and I want you to help them out a little bit. One group is are people who are just starting out in small business. They haven't really had that much of a career. They're starting out new in the marketplace for themselves, or maybe they've worked for other people all their lives, and now they're on their own, and they could use a little ethical bearing. The other group are people who have been a small business owner. They're already small business owners, but they'd like to be able to talk to their employees about ethics, about their sense of ethics, and maybe they're not as eloquent as you are in explaining that. Would you help those two groups? I think it's the same message.
Well, yeah, I really think that people underestimate the power of character. You know, people are irresistibly attracted to leaders of character. Think about your life and the opportunities you've had to work for people or be inspired by people. There have always been people who are trustworthy and people who believe and practice character. And in a nutshell, you know, character are those moral qualities that constitute the nature of a person and shape his or her decisions and actions. And you know, what made this country great, what made business in this country great, what made this country great, all the successful civilizations had these five traits in common. Number one, truth and honesty. You know, people respect that. You know, it's hard sometimes, but they respect it. They also appreciate respect for themselves, respect for others. They appreciate responsibility or duty. They appreciate and respect justice or fairness, and they appreciate compassion or love. If you had those five traits, and you made those part of your code of business, your code of ethics, truth, respect, responsibility, compassion, and justice or fairness, you have the basis of a very just organization and the basis of an organization that will be built on a foundation of trust, an organization that will be much more productive, much more synergistic than any other. And that's it in a nutshell.
There's so much efficiencies. I mean, if a business owner, you know, were to ask, you know, what's the ROI of ethics? Well, the ROI of ethics, if you really want to get, if you really want to get right down into the financial part of it, ethics, which basically is as you say, based on trust, is whether it's trust in an organization, whether it's trust in a relationship between organizations, there's efficiency, isn't there?
Let me give you an example. I have another company that I run, and I walk in that company every morning, and I'm inspired by some of the people that work with me. I won't say for me because they work with me, and they've come up with so many creative ideas, so much initiative on their own, because they like and trust each other, and they trust me, and I trust them. And we're in it together that they make me look so good because of all the good things that they do for me and for them. And it's really inspiring. I look forward to going to work every day just to be inspired by the people that work for me.
What's the wellspring of all that?
Trust. You know, let me take one step further. A true leader has two traits that are important. Number one is moral courage, the ability to make the tough decisions in a moral, ethical way,
and do what's right, even if it hurts.
Absolutely, and people see that and respect that. I don't care how smart or dumb they are, they can see through a phony in 2 minutes. So number one, it's courage. Number two, it's authenticity. Be real, be yourself. People can see through a phony. Number three, be a servant. A leader is a servant. You know. You think that you're the boss. You're the follower. You're, in a way, a good leader is serving all the people that he works with. And then fourth is truth. And fifth is love. You got to love your people. Love the people that work for you. Make a connection of the soul, not a connection of the personalities.
The third thing that you said, I think, is a great place to start, and that's subordinating yourself to the people around you. And I think that's the new, that's a 21st century management practice, which is to Jim Blasingame's second law of aggregation, and that's to aggregate the success of your employees for your own success. Don't focus on your success. Focus on aggregating the success of your employees.
Their success is your success.
Yeah, and that's the third thing you mentioned there.
My military experience tells me that, you know, I never ate before my troops ate.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And they you know, it sounds like such a little thing, but they know it, they see it, they respect it, they say
it's a big deal, no question about it. Len, give us the website again, please.
FocusOnEthics.com.
And the book
is all run together, all FOCUS on ethics.com.
In Search of Ethics is the book. The author is Len Morella, two R's, two L's. Len, thank you for being here today. It's always a pleasure.
It's always my pleasure, Jim. Thanks for inviting me.
See you next time. Len Morella, ladies and gentlemen.
Enough.
He'll be back. Quick break, right back with our brain expert, Dr. Pierce Howard. Right after these messages, this show is brought to you by IBM, Office Depot, and Administaff.
You say the same words to someone else when I'm not there.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.